Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 1st. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
Taryn, I'm doing fine. You know, I feel like people expected me to come in with some kind of April Fool's prank today. I feel like half of you were pranked last night when you went to sleep thinking the feeds were not going to come back. So you've dealt with enough. We're going to allow you.
Yeah, look, if you always April Fools, you'll never April Fools anymore. Exactly. So you can't always April Fools. Also, what kind of house are we in? You think we got time to do that?
Yeah, come on. There's too much. There's too much for jokes for us because there's some clownery going on in that house on its own.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday, but also primarily this morning on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feed updates. This is more of a here's what's happened in the last couple of hours update, because the feeds were down for most of the night. They did come up for a little bit last night in order for us to see who won the HOH and all of that. We do have an update on the HOH. We have an update on the potential plans for the future here this week. We will see. We'll see how things move as we talk about it. But obviously yesterday was day 34 in the house, and we had a double eviction. Tanisha was evicted, followed by the safety chain eviction, which led to Jess leaving the house. And then they had another HOH competition. And when the feeds came back, Marty won the HOH. Oh boy.
First person to win a second HOH this season. And yeah, Marty out here winning. Sounds like Josh came in second once again. Josh constantly coming up short in these competitions. But yeah, was Marty's to win.
There you go. Marty with the new HOH, and we are going to see Kevin, Josh, and Helena celebrate a little bit. Like, Kevin's like, we did it. We pulled it off. Josh is wondering from Kevin, like, who do you think the two votes were? Kevin says probably Moose and Herman. The two votes being that when Gino and Jess were on the block after the safety chain, Marty and Helena both voted to evict Gino. Now, this felt random and inconsequential. It's not. But Kevin, for now, is going to say that he thinks probably Moose and Herman are the votes. Josh says that's sick. Kevin says, can you believe in that safety chain that everyone here just picked the person they were closest with? How stupid are you? He says, I picked Marty because I was pretty sure he was going to pick you, Helena. He's like, so that seems to be all fine with all of them. Helena does ask Josh, she says, are you mad about what happened? He says, no. He asks her if she was one of the votes. She says, no. I'm still not entirely clear what happened here. We're going to find out later that Marty thinks that Josh was a part of a potential vote flip. It sounds like Josh may have tried to flip the votes, and that maybe Helena is asking if he's mad that it didn't happen. I don't know.
Yeah, this is something that we're not sure about. But even last night, I could tell Josh's, some things are brewing in Josh's head. Like Josh, out of the three of them, Josh definitely felt the least like kicking back and hanging out of the three last night. Now, we still don't know a lot. Obviously, we got like crumbs last night. We got like maybe 25 minutes of feeds and then that was it. So we don't really know what this means. Either there was some kind of vote flip that was going on, either Josh wanted it to be a thing or whatever the case is. But then Helena does deny having the vote a couple of times. It keeps coming up. And I think Helena clearly feels like she has to clear some stuff up with Josh, and that neither of them feel, to me, felt completely easy about each other last night.
Yeah. And so it's hard to know exactly what's happening here. It's hard to know exactly what is happening anywhere because we still don't know exactly what's going on. But Josh, Kevin, and Helena are going to reconvene in the morning, and they all agree that trying to get Herman and Moose targeted this week is ideal. Kevin says, they think for themselves. They've got to go. The Moose and Herman. Josh says, we're absolutely evil. And Kevin says, look, everybody's evil. We just need to be better at it than everyone else. Josh says he's close to Herman, but he sees that he's threatening to their games at this point. Helena warns that Marty did make a 1 week deal with Moose. And Kevin says it's important that we make sure we split up the showmance soon. Obviously, it's probably not going to happen this week, but once hopefully Moose or Herman leaves this week, they're going to have to deal with the showmance quickly.
Yeah, their plan, the talk is that next week, one of JC Gino probably is what they would want. I mean, Marty was like mentioning that bunch, but I feel like Marty's not going to be the one because they have mentioned that they would want to put Marty, replace Marty in the spot where Jess would have been, where Marty is like their comp winner person, which I don't think is a bad shout for them. I think if Marty can keep winning, they can keep finding safety. At least that's where we are currently.
Yeah. And you know, things are looking okay here. They get Marty to take a shot at Herman and Moose for them. Then they turn around and, try to, take a shot back at the showmans. And it's starting to look like they're doing what they want to do. Kevin talks with Marty. Marty's excited to see Kevin Martin. He won the Kevin Martin HOH. He says to Kevin, you know where my targets are. They haven't changed. He says, I'll grab you once my mind is more made up. But you're good this week. You don't have anything to worry about. Kevin suggests that it might be worth thinking about a resume move, as we get toward the end here. He says, we're looking at least moving to the, at least like top five, top four together. Right. You want to start looking at once you get to the end, what kind of resume you've got. Marty's, I didn't even think about that. He says, Marty says, I want to take, you and Helena as far as I can. It's great to take Helena far because she's not winning competitions. And Kevin says that he says, watch out. I think that Gino might have something with Herman and Moose. And so Kevin's trying to drop that Herman and Moose thing in there. My worry in this conversation was that, especially with somebody like Marty, very important to get in there early. Very important to make sure that you know exactly where his head is at. I didn't think it was that big of an issue, but when Marty says, I'll check back in once my mind is more made up, I was like, Kevin, you want to make sure you're in there before his mind is made up.
Yeah, especially when Marty had prefaced with, yeah, you pretty much know where I'm going. Now, hearing what we did this morning, I feel like Kevin had no idea where his mind was going. So it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out here, because I think Kevin has the ability to be the Marty whisperer. But there's two things we know about Marty. One, he can't lie worth a damn. Two, when he zeroes in on an idea, it's going to be very hard to sway him out of that idea. Once he's like tunnel visioned, it's going to be a difficult road.
Mm. So Kevin is going to talk with Josh. He's kind of by himself, and to himself, he's like, just never give up, never give up. That comes into play a little bit later. He's giving Josh tips on how to pitch to Marty. He says, make sure you deny the vote. He says, tell Marty that Hermann and Gino are super close. Tell him that Hermann is targeting, Helena and Marty. And he said, well, that's not what he says. Me and Marty. He said, well, he said he would put up you and Helena, Kevin and Helena. And Kevin's like, oh, well, just tell him that then. Marty will be pissed if he finds out that Gina, that Hermann is targeting me and Helena. And Josh is like, well, but will Marty then tell Hermann that I said that and blow me up? And Kevin's like, maybe. Josh is also concerned about the showmans. Kevin again says they're a huge threat. They need to be dealt with. They look at Marty as their new shield. Up on the block next to Marty, Marty definitely leaves. If he makes it to the end, though, he definitely wins. So you have to be worried about that. Josh would love for Betty to not go up if possible. They agree something like Summer and Moose would be fine nominations. And Kevin says it's important to remember to not give up because last night, you know, Moose says Jess is leaving. There's no chance. And we all just kind of like thought we couldn't make it happen because we didn't have enough time. But we could have flipped that vote. We had the numbers. We could have made it happen. They just didn't think to do it in the time allotted, which definitely implies to me that had this been a normal week, we probably would have seen Jess, or at least if this had been a normal timetable, we would have seen a flip vote to keep Jess around. And I do think that Kevin is regretting not stepping in and making that play. But it's still hard to know exactly what did happen and what kind of play existed at all.
Yeah, this is stuff we're going to find out on the Monday episode. Now, my thought is obviously last night was a different double eviction than ever before with the chain of safety. But then I'm trying to figure out how much time do you think they had in between when the nominations were solidified and the vote? Do you think it was? I would assume it's about the same amount of time as a double eviction veto comp, but this might have just been less time.
I mean, it feels like it was less time. They're talking about like people giving thumbs up as a way to communicate. Like this was there. I don't think I've heard a single thing about like a conversation that happened.
Right.
Like I don't know that they had any time to talk almost at all. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense given that the way the chain of safety would work is you pretty much have no time to talk in between the picks. And then once the second safety comp is done, the noms are locked. There is no like conversation of, ooh, are you going to use the veto? So that goes out the window. So I think they could have just accelerated it to get it going with as least conversation as possible. Mm.
So Josh says, look, I don't question morals anymore. I'm just team this at this point. And Kevin says the goal of the week has to be to take out Hermann. He's good with everyone except for himself and Helena. He says, you win that first HOH, everyone kisses your ass. That's how it works. He says, I would vote for Hermann in the end. I like his game. It's impressive, but I want him the F out of here. He asks Josh, are you like this with him? And Josh says, yes. He says, that's amazing. Would you be able to keep us off the block if he won? And Josh is like, maybe. Like, I'm not sure. I don't know how close he is with the showmans. And then Kevin gives Josh the same advice he gave Jess about open-ended questions and stuff like that. It's his go-to move at this point to build the bond.
Yeah. And just to give people the heads up in case they are confused, this part, we're now in the morning portion of the update. We're no longer at last night. So this all happened this morning.
This conversation was taking place like 40 minutes ago.
Yeah. Not that long ago.
And this next conversation I think is still taking place. So
oh my God.
that's where we're at, which is, this is the last conversation I've got. Marty's going to talk to Gino and this changes everything because if you thought, all right, here's this trio, they're making it work. No. Mm-mm. You can't underestimate.
This is one happy elf.
The elf. First of all, the conversation's primarily in French, and we're doing our best here. But in general, the message that we're getting is that Marty's going to be talking to Gino, and it sounds like Marty is pissed off. It's
you friggin' hurt me.
It was personal.
That was personal.
Why is he pissed off? What was personal? What's going on? He feels that somebody set him up, that he fell for a trap. And he's admitting to Gino, I was, in fact, one of the votes that sent you home last night. But only because I was trapped. I was tricked. Who tricked me? Josh and Betty. Josh and Betty set me up. They trapped me into voting you out. They tricked me. I feel embarrassed. I am pissed off. And to make it up to you, I'm getting them out of the game this week. Josh and Betty are my targets. Gino, kick your feet up 100%. You're safe this week. I'm going to do whatever best for you. Whatever we want to do to make it up to you, Gino, because I need to make it up to you for having fallen for that trick. And you know what else? That Kevin, he's a wild card. I think he was the other vote. The way he's been acting, I know it's him.
Sir, you are trying so hard to appease Gino for why? This is, again, we talked about it literally 5 minutes ago. When Marty makes up his mind on something, and if you weren't there to fix it, oh, yoy. Like, this is rough. Kevin really thought he had everything figured out. I think a lot of us thought another HOH for Kevin to control this week. Not looking to be the case. He has said as early as 2 minutes ago that he would prefer for Josh to leave ultimately, mm-hmm. is what he's looking at. And, now I'm like, well, Josh had a reason not to look all feeling comfortable last night. I feel like this is that coming to fruition. I'm baffled. Marty literally said, Gino, have my HOH. Whatever you want, I will do. Just to make up the fact that I was one of the two votes in a very inconsequential vote, I will do anything you want. I don't even want to speak more on it because I'm not going to say good stuff.
It's strange. Obviously, the biggest part that we're missing is what happened in this double eviction. Why did Marty vote that way? Why is Helena apologizing to Josh? Why is Helena denying the vote still? What happened?
Great question. It's a great, great question, Taryn, that we're not going to get the answer to. Honestly, are we even going to see anything on the Monday episode? Who knows? Maybe even nothing there. But all we know is that this is the most important thing that has happened because it's causing all of this chain of events today. So, I thought Josh was the safest person yesterday at like 2, 3 p.m. I was like, Josh is safe. This is easy breezy for Josh. Right now, looking like Josh is in a very, very bad spot. Now, there were some conversations of what combination of people could end up on the block. There was some. Initially, he was saying, maybe I'll put up Summer and Betty and then backdoor Josh. And then, Gino mentioned, what about like put Moose up there? Because some people might win and, pull Josh down or something.
Moose then, offered to be a pawn for them. Right. So that's a good option.
But again, Marty did what he did that first time. And he has offered Moose the kick your feet up safety package. So Moose sounds like he has a deal with Marty and probably not going to touch the block at this stage.
Yes. So it sounds like the Gino conversation has wrapped up and Summer is now talking to Marty. So we will see, because the thing is that you would have said like when Marty started talking to Gino and he was like, hey, screw Josh, you would have been like, OK, but Kevin and Helena might be able to get in there and help push him in another direction. But he's also skeptical of Kevin right now. So Kevin likely has very little sway here.
I think Helena's the key.
It may have to come down to Helena if they want to change this at all. Then you have to consider, of course, if Josh does end up on the block next to Betty or anybody else, do they have the votes to save him? They need 4 votes. Mm-hmm. There's 7 total. Kevin, Helena together make 2. Then depending on who he's up against, they could theoretically grab Moose and Herman against Betty. They could maybe pull something there. If they're willing to do that, then go to a 4-3 vote or something like that. If Josh is against, say, Moose, they could probably do Kevin, Helena, Betty and Summer to make 4 against Moose and send Moose out over Josh. It's not impossible that they'd be able to save Josh on the block, but it's not super easy either. And the much easier route here, of course, is to just prevent Josh from going up in the first place by getting back into Marty's head. But Marty is like, when we say Marty is pissed, like he is very like passionate when he's talking about this. Like he really wants Josh gone. He feels that Josh manipulated him, that when all the way back to when he first targeted Josh and then said to Josh, I targeted you. And Josh was like, I want to work with you. He feels like he's been manipulated by Josh this whole time. And remember, this is something that has been kind of coming on for a while, that Marty has been talking about how he feels like Josh hasn't been working with him lately and talking to him lately, and that he's been pulling back and going with different people. You know, I think there is some history here, but for some reason, something seems to have precipitated today to the point where he's now like just very adamant about it.
Right. There's a big factor here that has also come up a couple of times today. Once when Betty was talking to Herman in the morning, and then once when Betty was talking to Kevin and Josh. Betty has a feeling that she's going up next to Josh and has pretty much said that, I will fold so that Josh stays. I want Josh to go far.
Yeah, Betty was talking to Herman, I think, and was saying, I feel like there are people in this game that deserve it more than me right now. Like, I am Business B.
Business B, let's get it.
But, like, I'm not doing that great.
Yeah, so I think that if the two of them end up on the block, it would be very interesting to see the Josh campaigning and then the Betty campaigning for Josh of it all. I think part of it, too, is that I feel like Betty might think that she is the last ticket before pre-jury and doesn't know that the jury starts this week. So that would be intriguing, that if Betty knew that, would that change anything at that point? I don't know. But I think it'll be a very interesting setup here, because as much as everything's looking to be crystal clear for Marty, I don't necessarily think Marty is going to be unswayed. I think he could be swayed is what I'm saying. Depending on which combination of conversation, depending on who goes in what order, enough things could happen that it could switch things around. Ultimately, if I'm Josh, I would be sweating it, but also Josh and Marty, I think Josh has good social. I think he could talk himself off of it, but it all comes down to this, Taryn. The way he was talking to Gina, like you said, a lot of passion, a lot of aggression. Is he going to be willing to not do what Gina wants at this point? And I think the answer is looking more no to me than anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which means the real way to get into Marty's head this week is to get into Gino's head first. Because I think Gino could be swayed to go after Moose or Herman. Herman is a trickier one, especially with Gino. The initial pitch was going to be Gino and Herman are too close. That's why to go after Herman. But I don't think it's impossible to get into Gino's head and say, like, Moose and Herman are super tight. Like, Herman is playing us. Herman is with Summer and Betty. Like, Herman is the biggest threat to our games. Or, you know, settle for Moose. Take out Moose. Herman is even closer to you. They're obviously a tight duo. Moose saved Herman. Josh is with us. Somehow try to get Josh to work on them as well. Helena has a good connection with Jace. Helena can work on Jace. Kevin can try to work on Gino. Now Marty did put some doubt into Gino's head about Kevin, which might help, which might hurt that plan, but I think that would be the play at this point if they find out what's actually happening, because trying to talk to Marty directly might be a losing battle.
Right. I think that ultimately this alliance of three that may have felt very comfortable last night have found themselves in a position where they're going to have to play quite a bit this week to keep one of their own intact with them going into this journey of the jury. So we'll see where that goes. I think that these one-on-ones upcoming are going to be interesting. Summer's throwing Moose under the bus right now, which I think, if anything, might even solidify that Moose might not touch the block. But there's a lot of game to be played where we've only seen 12 hours of feeds. And by that, I mean, we've seen feeds for 20 minutes and then 10 hours later for 2 hours. So we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. I think this has the chance of being a fun week for a lot of gameplay, but I'm very much in the position where I'm ready to have my heart broken at the end of the week with who leaves. So I'm not ready for that part.
No, we just need Kevin to talk some sense into Marty. And by Kevin, I mean Kevin Martin.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what Kevin Martin's going to have to say to Inception him, but I think that could work.
Kevin's advice to Marty. All right, dude. Final 10. Great. Just keep winning now. That's the way.
Yeah.
Just don't lose.
Just win out. You've got this.
All right. So, that's pretty much what we've got. Again, Summer is currently talking to Marty. The nominations will likely take place at some point later today. I don't know that there will be time to fully talk Marty out of a Josh target plan. But if he decides to not put Josh up initially, that gives them a lot of time to talk Marty into changing the target from Josh to somebody like Herman or Moose, on the renom. And or if Josh goes up on the block initially, he does have the ability to win the veto himself. If he does that, then at that point, perhaps Moose or Herman touch the block as the replacement. If Marty is looking to take out a big target, and not just Betty, because it does seem like he would prefer for Josh to go. And even if he is targeting Betty, depending on who's up next to Betty, we could still see Betty stay and the person next to Betty go, whether that's Summer, Moose, or Herman. Who knows? At this point, it could be Kevin, for all we know, that ends up on the block next to somebody like Betty if Josh wins. So, who knows? We will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens here on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. There's a lot of game left to be talked, and we'll hopefully have some answers for you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, Saturday live feed updater. Once again, your plate is a lot more full than mine is, but I'm sure you'll give us all the good bits, and I'm excited to listen to it.
All right. Well, check that out tomorrow morning. Of course, check out all the other stuff we've got going on. We'll be back on Monday night to recap the Monday night episode. Come hang out with me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Watching the episode live, it was fun watching with all of you last night during the double eviction. Check out the Survivor Stockwatch podcast. Check out the Taryn Show. Find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Puya, what have you got going on?
Well, people can find me on Twitter at Puyaism. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. We'll be busy streaming quite a bit this weekend. So come through, say hi. I would appreciate that. The Masked Singer podcast. So Taryn, last week, Friday night, I got sick and then I was just out of it for like the whole weekend. I barely got through the Sunday stream. And then in the process, unfortunately, Liana got sick. Liana's still sick. So the Masked Singer podcast, we're holding until Liana feels better. So you might hear something closer to the start of the week. If not, we'll just do a double header for the next two episodes next week. So apologies in advance for that. If you're waiting for that podcast to drop, it might drop when you least expect it. 90 Day Fiancé is going strong. We have the finale / tell-all episode coming up this weekend. So I'm very excited for that. We have a guest coming on our podcast for this upcoming episode. You're not going to want to miss it. Trust me. And speaking of guests, speaking of trust me, Bel Air podcast with Chappelle, we might have a guest brewing there too. So two very good podcasts coming your way from that regard. I'm very excited for those. And other than that, I will be watching these feeds very closely to see what goes down. We'll see.
All right. Sounds like Summer is telling Marty that Herman has talked about targeting Marty. So who knows what kind of impact that may have on the week as well. So we'll see. We'll see. Lots of stuff brewing. Thank you all so much for hanging out here today, and I will see all of you next time.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.